Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chaf. We are holding way back on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis at the two dots at Tanur Rabban, about 7 lines into the wide lines, and we're going to continue to discuss Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. We're going to discuss what if a Kohen does a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim one day, does he need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim the next day? Or what if it's a little better? He did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night, does he need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim the next day? The Gemara is going to have a Shaila whether the Mei Kior is Pasal Belina, meaning we link that with this discussion. If Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, we have Machlokas, is Pasal Belina, so to speak, that you need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. What about the Mei Kior itself, the waters of the Kior, do they become Pasal Belina by being left overnight without being sunken back into the ground? The Gemara is going to define the area in this context. When we talk about the Kior, it's going to define the area that's considered the Tzafon of the Azara, because there are certain Karbanos that Shchitasan Batzafon. So which area is it permissible? And we're going to discuss it in the context of the Par Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. Where exactly was that Shechted, and why was it Shechted where it was shechted? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Kohen who performs the Trumas Hadeshen needs to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim he does in advance of the Trumas Hadeshen is very, very early in the morning. It's before it's really actually halachically morning. So maybe that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is not going to be enough to carry him through the rest of the day. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether there's anything else that might ruin a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim aside from Lina. Two specific things that come up in Amud Beis. Number one, does leaving the Azara ruin the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Let's say he's Yotze. Is there a Psul Yotze on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he comes back and he wants to do more Avoda? Does he need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? The Gemara is going to have four proofs to try to resolve that issue. And we'll see if we get to it today. But at the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether Tumah ruins a previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And we're going to have two rayas whether or not Tumah ruins a previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But let's begin at the Braisa Tanur Rabbanan, about 7 lines into the wide lines. We got a lot of ground to cover. Tanur Rabbanan, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Yom, Ein Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Laila. If a person did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim during the daytime, he does not have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in order to do Avoda during the night, whatever Avodas he can do during the night, like Haktara, which is done after Shkias Achama. He could rely on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim he did during the day. But B'Laila, Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Yom. If he did a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night, and in the Mikdash, although outside of the Mikdash, the Yom is Holech Achar HaLaila, in the Mikdash, HaLaila Holech Achar Yom. If he does a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night, he's going to have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim if he wants to continue doing Avoda the next day. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, Shei Rebbe Omer, Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Lina passels a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So since an Amura Shachar has passed in between his previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and right now, he needs to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Amura Shachar has the ability to passel a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because just like we have this notion of Lina passeling with Basar Kachim, with Dam Kachim, so Lina can passel even with the preparation of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Of Yadayim means passels Basar, Dam, and Yadayim. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Lina Moelis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, no, Lina's not going to passel a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So even if you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night, and now Amud HaShachar has passed and it's already daytime, you don't need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa that teaches this Machlokes. Hayo Ominu Makrev Al Gabi Mizbech Kol HaLayla. Let's say a person is burning Chalav Mevarim on the Mizbech all night long, and then La'ora, when Amud HaShachar comes, Tolem Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he's going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, meaning Lina passels the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Omer Kimish Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Mitchilas Avoda that Afilu Mikan Ve'ad Esor Yamim Ein Esorach L'Kaddish. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon now in this brisa says something much stronger. Not just that Lina is not going to passel Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it can go for 10 days. He does one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he can go for 10 days, and he's not going to have to be Mekadesh. It's not going to be possible. Lina. Says Gemara Utsricha, we need both of these brisos. Had I only had the first brisa, I would say, yeah, by he kama Rebbe. If the Kohen was did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then a night passed, and he wants to continue to do the avodah during the day, that's where Rebbe says he has to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, de pasuk le me avodah la avodah, because he was mafsik between avodos. So even though he was not Masiach Das from that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, but when Olam Rashachar, the Kiddush that he did previously is ruined, he's going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Aval Baha. But in the second Braisa, Delo Pasuklei, where he's not shifting from one Avoda to the other Avoda, all it said was he was Omid Kala Laila Al Gabi HaMizbeach U'Makriv, that he was doing Avoda the entire time. Same Amodele Rebbe L'Rablaz Rebbe Shimon. Maybe even Rebbe would be Moda that Lina would not passel in such a case, because he's continuing along doing the avodah the entire time. Yashmin Baha. And had I only had the second brisa where Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon disagree whether Lina passels the kiddush, but the second brisa is talking about that the kohen is omed al gabei mizbeach u'makriv kol ha'layla, he's doing the avodah the whole time, I would say yes. Baha kamer Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. That's where Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon will say that you don't need a new kiddush yadayim raglayim because he continues to do the same avodah. Aval Baha emam odalei Rebbe. But maybe in the case of the first brisa, where he's mafsik between the avodos, there's downtime where he's not doing anything, so I might think that he's modded to Rebbe, that Lina will passel. So tzricha, that's why I need both of the brisas. We would not have known the machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon in one brisa from the other brisa. Okay, but now we know both shitas, and we know to the extremes to which each shita holds itself. That Rebbe is going to hold that there's such a thing called a psulina on Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon does not think there's such a thing called a psulina on Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So now let's explain what each shita is based on. My taima de Rebbe. How does Rebbe know that there's such a thing called a psulina, that even with no hesach hadas, even if the kohen was going strong the whole time, just the event of Amud HaShachar is going to require a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, begishtam, that the chiyuv of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is dependent on the gisha el hamizbeach, on the approach to the mizbeach. So the approach that he has to the mizbeach in the morning after Amud HaShachar is considered a new approach to the mizbeach, because it's a new ma'aracha on the mizbeach. So even though he's busy, he's active the whole time, he's by the mizbeach the whole time, but a new ma'aracha means it's like a new mizbeach. It's a new gisha, a new approach to the mizbeach, and therefore a new kiddush yadayim raglayim. My time to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, and where does Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon get the idea that even after Amud HaShachar you could still rely on the kiddush Shadayim Raglayim you did last night, or for that matter 10 days ago? You don't have to continue and do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Bivoam, that the Pasuk apparently makes the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim talu on the Bia Elol Moed. So since the Kohen came into the Elol Moed and was Mekadosh Yad Raglav, nothing else is going to be Mechayiv, a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. I don't care that there was an Amud HaShachar or several Amud HaShachars in between. V'idach Nami, and Rebbe, who, it's interesting though that the idea of 10 days, you know, but he's got to be, the Gemara's going to have a discussion, what if he leaves in the middle? So apparently there's a possibility that if he leaves in the middle, that for sure he's going to require a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So how does he stay in the Azara for 10 days without ever leaving? So what? He'll stay awake the whole time. That's very, very hard. The Gemara assumes that a person is unable to stay awake for 3 days straight. So it could be the Gemara saying, you know, it's using an expression, even 10 days, meaning that there's no psul of X number of days. Not that practically that would ever happen. In Yeshiva Ba'azara, Machtzpeh Zavah B'Vada, would require him to stand for 10 days straight. And, you know, people don't sleep standing up. The Gemara in Sukkah says that when they were by the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva, they would, like, rest on each other's shoulders as they were dancing in circles, and that's how they would get their sleep. But typically, we don't find any other way that a person could sleep standing up. Okay, v'idach nami, Rebbe who so says the Gemara, and Rebbe who darshins begishtam, that the chiv is totally in the gisha al mizbeach, not in the bia el moed, haksif bivoam, what do you do? do with the word bivoam? Well, iksiv begishtam, lo iksiv bivoam, havamin al kol gisha begisha. Because Rachmana bivoam. Because Rabbi says, I need the word bivoam, because if it only said, if it only mentioned begishtam, I would think every time the Kohen comes close to do the avodi, even on the same day, and even when there's no heschadas, he would need a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So that's why it says bivoam, that it's only once a day. It's only once a day when he begins to do the avodah of that day. What does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon do with Rabbi's begishtam, with the pasuk that says begishtam? Iksiv bivam v'lo iksiv begishtam. He'll tell you, because if it only would have said bivam, it would not have said begishtam. Hava mina afilu abia reikonis. I would think that even if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash with no intention to do the avoda, he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, because it says bivam el ohel moed. It sounds like just going into the ohel moed requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and it's got nothing to do with avoda. So that's why the pasuk has said begishtam el Mizbeach, to tell you that you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim dafka when you're going in to do Avoda by the Mizbeach. But what's called a Bia Reikonis, coming in with no intention to do the Avoda, is not going to be Mechayev a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Says Ma, a Bia Reikonis, Haksiv L'Sharais. I don't need Bivoam to tell me, I don't need Begishtam to tell me that Bia Reikonis does not require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It says L'Sharais. L'Sharais means to serve, to do Avoda. Ela Begishtam Yivay L'Lich Ravach Bar Yaakov. No, you know why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon needs Begishtam to tell me the din of Ravach Bar Yaakov that appears in Yuman Daf Lamed Beis. There's a machlokas of the Rameir and the Rabbanan, how the Kohen is Mekadesh Bein Avoda LaAvoda. According to the Rabbanan, Kishu Lovush Mekadesh, meaning before he's Mekadesh Yad Varaglov, when he's wearing the Big Day Kodesh, he's first Mekadesh Yad Varaglov when he's still wearing the Big Day Kodesh, and then he takes off the Begadim and goes to the Mikvah. And then he gets dressed again in Big Day Kodesh, and he's Mekadesh Yad Varaglov a second time, right? Each Tevila required two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims, but he's saying you do both Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims, the Chum Hold, when you are still dressed. According to Meir, though, it's poshet v'acharkach mekadesh. He takes off the clothing and then is mekadesh yad v'raglav, then he goes to the mikvah, then he wears the new clothing, and then he's mekadesh yad v'raglav shenis. So everyone agrees that the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is after getting dressed. The question is, the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that precedes the tefila, is it before getting undressed or after getting undressed? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov hakol motim. Both Meir and the Rabbanan agree b'kiddush sheni k'shulavish mekadesh, that the second kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is after he already gets dressed. My time, huh? How do they know that? Amakra, O Begishtam. We darshan from the word Begishtam, Mishena Mechusra, L'Gisha B'Vad, Yatzazah, Shemechusra, L'Visha V'Gisha, that the Kohen, you only do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim if all the Kohen needs is Gisha. But if he needs to get dressed plus Gisha, then that's no good. You don't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at that stage. So that's what we use Begishtam to teach. That the second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that happens after the tevila, for each of the tevilas of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, happens dafka while he's wearing his clothing, and the only thing he's missing in order to be able to do the avoda is that kiddush yadayim raglayim. So the Gemara says lahaktiri she lamali. Why does the pasuk have to say that he's nigash to be maktir, that he has to be mekadesh? Haktar is done by the mizbeach. We already said at the beginning of the pasuk that when he approaches the mizbeach, he has to do kiddush yadayim. So says Gemara, no, mal d'tei mahani mili avodah d'makva kapara. I might say that the idea that he has to be mekadesh in the morning before the avodah is for avodahs that are ma'akev the kapara, like zrika and kmitza and things like that. Aval avodah d'makva kapara, but just burning a murin, which is not ma'akev the kapara, lo, I would think he doesn't require kiddush yadayim raglayim. Kamash malan. That's why it says la'akhtir ishei, that even before an avodah like lahaktir, like being matir, which has nothing to do with kapara, even such an avoda requires kiddush yadayim raglayim. So now says the Gemara, ki asa Rav Dimi amar Rav Yochanan, boi ilfa. So ilfa raised the following shaila. We've been discussing, does lina pasul kiddush yadayim raglayim, the actual act of having washed your hands? Do your hands get ruined by lina? But what about the following? What about the actual water of the kiyor? So Ilfa asked the following shaila. Divrei Omer Ilfa was Rabbi Yochanan's chavrusa, right? The Gemara in Tainus tells us that they were learning together in yeshiva, and then when they were, uh, then they things got very difficult and they needed to go out to make a living. So Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan were both going to go out to make a living, but then Rabbi Yochanan overheard the malachim speaking, and one malach said to the other, let's go kill these guys who are leaving Chayolam and going to be Osek and Chayishah. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilf, did you hear that? Ilf said, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so you continue, and he went back to yeshiva. So Ilfa, throughout the rest of his life, the Gemara in Titus says, always had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder to try to prove that he was every bit the Talmud Chacham that he otherwise would have been, that he did the right thing, and he was the one that challenged everyone, that if you bring me any Braisa, I could show you the Mishnah that Braisa is based on. So Rabbi Yochanan quotes his Chavrus, he quotes Ilfa. So he says, Ilfa raised the following Shaila. L'divrei Omer, she'ein lina mo'ela, ein lina mo'ela. So according to the Shita, that ein lina mo'ela is b'kiddush shadayim v'raglayim, that lina is not going to pass the kiddush shadayim v'raglayim, me'kir ma'u she'i paslu. Does the water of the kir become pasul belina? Let's say they did not dip the entire kir down. They had a system that was developed eventually where the kir went down underground so that it did not become pasul belina. It went down into the well waters that were underneath it. But what if it stayed out? So does the water in the kir become pasul? Mi'am minan hani lamai l'kiddush shadayim v'raglayim. That, well, what do we need this water for? The whole purpose of this water is for kiddush shadayim v'raglayim. And kiddush shadayim v'raglayim gufayu lo pasul lina. And kiddush shadayim v'raglayim itself does not become pasul lina. And therefore the mekir should also not become pasul belina. Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Kivan de kadosh lo b'kli sharis mipasli. Maybe anything that becomes kadosh in kli sharis, including the water inside the kiyar, that's a kli sharis, so it's kadosh in kli sharis, should become pasul belina. So kiyasa ravin amar rabbi yirmiya amar rabbi yami amar rabbi yochanan hadar pashit ilfa. Ilfa initially raised this as a question, but ultimately he resolved the question and he said, kemachlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu. The same machlokas you have about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim being pasul belina, you have the same machlokas about the mekir from yesterday, whether it becomes pasul belina. The same machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon applies over here as well. So says Gemar Amr Lefanav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rebbe Ata Omer Kain. Are you sure that Rabbi Yochanan quoted Ilfa as having been poshet the safek? But we heard Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Ilfa, Kiyor Shaloshiko mi be'erev mekadesh mimenu la'avodos layla ulumachar eino mekadesh. That if the kiyor was not sunken back down into the bar the previous night before Shkiyas Achama, the Kohen can use it for the avoda of that night, the water in that kiyor for the avoda of that night. But once Amun HaShachar comes the next day, he cannot be mekadesh with it. Va'avinun ba'u, and Rabbi Yassi said this to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, said this according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, we weren't sure how to explain it. Meaning when Rabbi Yochanan says, l'machar eino mekadesh, what did he mean by l'machar eino mekadesh, that you're not mekadesh with it the next day? Delo tsarich l'kadushay? Does he mean that you don't need to be mekadesh with it? Because his hands never became pasul belina, so you don't need the kiyor again, because his hands are fine, but the water itself is also not pasul. Like the Shita of Ilfa, that kamachlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that the lina doesn't passel the hands, it also doesn't passel the mayim. Oh, Dilmor, maybe he doesn't mean to say l'machrein mekadesh, you don't need to be mekadesh. It means that even if you want to be mekadesh with that meikir, if salu belina became passel belina against Ilfa, that the machlokas b'kiddush and the mayim are tali zebezeh. Even according to Blazer, that there's no psul on the kiddush, that the kiddush daim v'raglayim does not become pasul belina. The water becomes pasul belina. V'lo pasulan. So we raise this suffix. What does it mean when we say that you're not mekadesh the next day? And he didn't answer. He didn't. Ravasi wasn't able to explain to us what it means. Is this approved to Rabbi Lazar that the mayim does not pasul belina like Ilfa, that the machlokas are tali zebezeh, Or do we assume, not like Ilfa, that two machlokas are not tali zebezeh? And now you think you have it all resolved? How could you say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that this suffix is all resolved? And according to Rabbi Lazar, Mayim is not possible, Lina, just like Kiddush is not possible, Lina. It wasn't resolved by people greater than you. So the Gemara brings a raya that even according to Rabbi Lazar, the Meikiyar does become pasabalina, meaning even if your hands do not become pasabalina, the waters of the kiyar do become pasabalina. What's the raya? Tashema. There's a Mishnah Meseches Yuma that describes as follows. Ben Katin, who is, Rashi points out, a Kohen Gadol, also Shnemasar Dad Lakiyar. One of the tikkunim he made was that he made 12 faucets in the kiyar. That's a strange thing to do. Why 12 faucets in the kiyar? It's specifically number 12, because there are 12 kohanim each and every day that had to deal with the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's what Rashi points out. Now, if you look in the Mishnah in Yuma, it actually mentions 13 Kohanim that had to be involved in Tamid Shal Shachar, but the Kohen Shal Shachar doesn't require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Kiddush is Shechita's Ksher Bizar, so Kiddush Kohen that did the Shechita does not require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So there were 12 faucets so that all the Kohanim that are going to be involved in the Korban Tamid could do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim simultaneously. That was one thing he instituted. And the second thing, more relevant to our discussion, is he made sort of like a pulley system where the entire kiyar could be dropped underground so that you could drop it underground when they closed up the Beis HaMikdash at night, and it would sit in the well waters so that the water in the kiyar doesn't become pasabalina, because if you leave it out, it's going to become pasabalina. My love, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he isn't the saying, even according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that and we're saying the May kiyar becomes pasabalina even though your yadayim don't become pasabalina. Says Gemara, lo, Rabbi, he. Maybe that Mishnah assumes, like the Shita of Rabbi, that your yadayim become pasabalina, and therefore the Mekir become pasabalina. But maybe in Echnami, according to the laws of Rabbi Shimon, the Mekir do not become pasabalina. Says Gemara, wait, that Mishnah in Yuma is following the Shita of Rabbi, not Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Vahamidereish Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Sefenam Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. I could prove to you that the earlier part of that Mishnah was written by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. It reflects the Shita of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. So don't tell me that Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi. How can I prove to you that the earlier part of that Mishnah, and therefore we would assume the entirety of the Mishnah, is supposed to be a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Katani Reisha, because the Reisha talks about it in totally different halacha, totally different machlokas, but based on the position it takes in that machlokas, we're able to say, ah, that's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, when the Sefer talks about dropping the kiyar, that must also be Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. What does it talk about in the Reisha? Bala Weitzel Paro. Kohen Gadol goes to the par Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim. Uparo Ya'omid Ben Ulam L'Mizbeach. Where was the par? It was just to the west of the Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Rosho Ladarom, the bull was standing north-south, so its head was toward the south, and with its tail toward the north, Upanav Lamarav, and its face was turned toward the west, meaning its face was turned toward the Ulam, Vakoin Omid B'Mizrach, the Kohen stood on the eastern side of the bull, Upanav Lamarav, and the Kohen also was facing the same way that the bull's face was facing toward the Ulam. And that was the Karbon Chatas that had to be shechted but Safon. So it's, where did the Kohen shecht it? It's describing Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach. So apparently Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach is called Tzafon, right? We consider that to be Tzafon. Man Shama L'Dom Beino Ulam Mizbeach Tzafon. Who's the Tana that holds Beino Ulam Mizbeach is actually called Tzafon? So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Ezu Tzafon, Mikir Mizbeach Tzafoni V'ad Kos Al-Azara Tzafoni, Kenei Kol Mizbeach Kulo, Tzafon, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know this? Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not called Tzafon, that the only part that's Tzafon is whatever's directly north of the Mizbeach, but only directly across from the Mizbeach. The second you go right or left from the Mizbeach, even though you're on the northern side of the Mizbeach, but it's a little off to the right or a little off to the left, that's not called Tzafon. It's got to be directly in the line of the Mizbeach. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Mosif Af Beino Ulam L'Mizbeach. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon says that whole area, you're right, is Tzafon, but also anything toward the Ulam that's to the north of the Mizbeach is also a Hemshech of Tzafon, which would place the spot that the Mishnah is describing where the Kohen was shechting the bull in Safon, but only according to Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. And then Rebbe Mosifaf Makom Jesus Rakli Kwan Makom Jesus Rakli Yisrael. Rebbe would say not only to the west, toward the Ulam, is still considered Safon, but even toward the east, the entire area, meaning both to the right and to the left, not only directly across from the Mizbech, Rebbe would hold is considered Safon. Avamana Khalifos Vulifnim, but from the sides of the Ulam where they had the Khalifos, where they had the Kabbis, that's Hakol Modim Shapasal. That's no good. That's not called Safon. But bottom line is, you see that it's Dafka Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon who holds that that the place where where this Mishnah is describing the Shechita of the Par is in Safon, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's not considered Safon. Says Mar, yeah, but that doesn't mean that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What about Rebbe? Rebbe took Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's opinion of what Safon is and expanded it even more. So Rebbe would also hold where the Shech, the bull, is called Safon. Says Mar, Tizbar, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, lo Rebbe, what, you think you can only go like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, not Rebbe? Hashtar Rebbe ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Mosif ad Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon lo Mosif. Wait, do you think Rebbe was only Mosif on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and he wasn't being Mosif on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? So you can't really prove that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That Mishnah may be a reflection of Rebbe, and therefore the second part of the Mishnah that talks about the Mekior becoming Pasulina may not be according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon may hold the Mekior do not become Pasulina. Maybe it's saying that Rebbe holds it's Pasulina. No, we mean to say as follows: Isal Kedaita Rebbe He Look Makom Jesus Ragle Kwan Makom Jesus Ragle Yisrael. No, what we're really asking is that if the first part of the Mishnah were going like Rebbe, why would he do the Shechita Bein Ulam V'Lamizbech? Such a disrespectful thing to do to the Ulam, so close to the Ulam. If the whole area, the whole Shetach on the north of the Mizbech is kosher, do it further away from the Ulam. It must be that we're following our blessed Rabbi Shimon, and that's why we can't do it further away. So says that's our real proof that it must be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Elamai says, Gemara, how does that solve your problem? What, you want to say Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Look when Mekir Mizbech Tzvoni at Kosel Azar Tzvoni. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you're doing it closer than you have to do it. Meaning, certainly the part that's directly across from the Mizbech is called Safon. That's directly north of the Mizbech is called Safon. Why would you move it closer to the Ulam if you could do it directly north of the Mizbech? The fact that you're moving it closer to the Ulam tells me that there's some reason for that. And the reason for that is that the Kohen Gadol is going to have to schlep the blood after the Shechita. And he may be weak, and it's Yom Kippur, so we don't want him to have to schlep too much. So we bring it as close, we bring the bull as close as we can. So the Mishnah may therefore be following the Shechita of Rebbe, and you're right, the entire Shetach to the north of the Mizbech would have been fine, but it's not so fine because we want the Kohen Gadol to have an easier time, and that's why we make him do it more closer to the Ulam. So now the Gemara discusses again this Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon about the Psulina of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav Raglav L'Trumas Hadeshen. What if a person does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen? L'machar Einu Tzorech L'Kaddish Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. So when the sun rises and the day, meaning the first thing that was done each day was the Trumas Hadeshen, but the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshen was done while it was still Laila. So the next day he's not going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Whose shita is that following? Leman, Ila Rebbe Hamar Pasulina. Can't be following Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Amun HaShachar is a Pasulina, and he's going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And Ila Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Ha'amar. And according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, there's really no Kiddush over here. What? Because he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen, he doesn't need a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the further avodos of that day. Even if he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim a week ago, he wouldn't need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Amar Abayi Li'olam L'Rebbe V'Lina D'Rabbanani. Now, following the Shita of Rebbe, and you're right, Rebbe normally holds there's a Psul Lina, but that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Omodi D'Mikrosak Avrat Safra Lo Pasul Lina. And Rebbe agrees that such a Lina of Yadayim that became Kadosh after Kros HaGever, because that's when they would do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshen, yeah, but before Amud HaShachar, before the morning, that's good enough. That's not going to pass a Lina, Belina, because the whole din of Lina anyway is only Dirabbanan. This may have a parallel with regard to Netilas Yadayim. A person wakes up very early and does a Netilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, some of his Mashkim Kodim Amud HaShachar, Natal Yadav, Yesh Listapik, does he need to do another Netilas Yadayim, Kesheyer Hayom, in order order to be mavri the ruach ra. The Ramah writes that he should do another netila below bracha. Mishabur explains that the suffix is that some say amura shachar, the ruach ra comes back a second time. And the Rabba quotes from the Mesek Eliezer that as soon as amura shachar comes, the ruach ra goes away, and not until boker mamish, but until netzach hamas. So from amura shachar, he has to be notal yadav, and then he's not going to have to be notal yadav after that, l'chala deos. But this may be, so the Eli Rabba writes that there's a zechel adavar from our sugya, that if a person is kadish yadav raglav mikir belaila, he has to be kadish biyom, because lina passels. So Rashi says, amura shachar makes is what creates the lina. So that lina that's needed for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim a second time is the lina that requires netilas yadayim shachris as well. So it's the same. It could be the same issue. A person stam wakes up early in the morning to begin his seder limud, to begin his avodas hayom, so to speak. So does he require the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So that's what Rebbe says, that as long as it was after kros hagever, it's not going to pass the lina. Rava amar liolam Rav Lazar Rebbe Shimonhi. Rava says no. This idea that the guy who did Trumas Hadeshim is not going to require any Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is dafka within the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And V'ra'a Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav B'tchilas Avoda. It's just that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that your Yadayim are not going to become puzzle when you're doing the Trumas Hadeshim, because that is the Tchilas Avoda. That is the beginning of that day's Avoda. V'lo B'sof Avoda. But he's not going to agree when the previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done for the Hector Chalavim of the previous night, which was the finishing up of yesterday's Avoda. Meaning the way Rabbi Yochanan Paskins is, it's not about is there a psalina, is there not a psalina. It's about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that was done for today's Avoda, whenever it was done, can continue throughout the rest of today's Avoda. But a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that was done to finish up yesterday's Avoda is not going to work for today's Avoda. Sazmar Meisvei, Ruach of Akadim Sheyarad, Mehin Ratu Baumir of Kitri. That the Mishnah Talmud says that the other Kohanim sees the guy who's taking the Trumas Hadeshen, who's taking out the ashes from the previous day, so they see him come down from the Mizbeach and put the ashes down on the Mizrach of the Kevesh, so they go Benulam and Mizbeach and they're Mekadish Hadayim V'Raglayim. Bishlamala Abaye Demukim La Kirebi. So I understand very well, according to Abaye, who says that Rabbi Yochanan holds a Mekadosh Yadav Raglav Lutrumas Hadeshen does not have to be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim again. That's only if you hold like Rebbe, that there's a that's even if you hold like Rebbe, that there's normally a Psulina, that over here there's no Psulina, and nevertheless, Umodi Rebbe Dimikros HaGever Ad Safra Lo Psulina, that from Kros HaGever until that morning there's not going to be a Psulina. So I understand very well. Hamani Rebbe here. Who's the Mishnah and Talmud assuming like that these Kohanim who are running in now need to do a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim because it's morning? They're following Rabbi, because each morning you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. El Rava Demukam like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but Rava held that it's going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds 10 days. You don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Aval Rabbi Mikrosa Gevri Atzafra Pasolina. But according to Rabbi, even the guy who did Trumas Hadeshen would need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Well, then Hamani, who's the Mishnah and Talmud following? E Rabbi. Pasolina. If it's going like Rebbe, why doesn't the guy who does the Trumas Hadeshen need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the rest of the day? And if it's following Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, why do these new Kohanim who are running in need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? They're good from the last 10 days. Says, well, the other Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Really, we're assuming like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Aye, why don't these Kohanim rely on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that they did yesterday, the day before, a week ago, whenever? We're dealing with new Kohanim who didn't do Avoda the previous day. So now they have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the most normal time to do it is when the Avoda Sayom are about to begin. So that's when they're doing the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But it's not because a previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim would not work, it's that they simply didn't have a previous Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Okay, now the Gemara raises a new Shaila. So we've spoken about the possibility that Lina ruins the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Ibailu, Yitzia, Ma'u Shetol, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. If the Kohen leaves the Azara, when he comes back to do Avoda, do we assume that there's a Psul Yotze, that just like all Kadshim that became Kaddish in the Klishares become Pasul when with a Psul Yotze, so maybe the Yadayim also, there's a Psul Yotze on the Yadayim. Imtim Salama Lina Lo Pasla, De Lo Parish. Aval Yitzia de Parash Hasuchim Mesach Daite. Do we assume Lina doesn't passel because the Kohen didn't ever leave the Avoda? He's in the Mikdash and ready for Avoda the whole time. But Yitzia leaving the Azara shows that he's being Parish min Avoda, and therefore that's a Hescha Das from the Avoda, and therefore he should require a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. O Dilma, Kivin de Biyadalach Solo Mesach. Or maybe no, maybe you say since at any moment that he wants to go back, he's able to go back, that's not called a Hescha Das. Hescha Das would mean that it's so out of his mind that it's not even a possibility for him. But he always has the possibility of going back whenever he chooses to, so that's not a real Hescha Das, even though we can't practically be doing Avoda while he's outside. So Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring four rayas. Here is raya number one. Kidesh Yadav Raglav V'nitmu'u. Let's say he did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then his hands became Tamei. How do hands become Tamei? Only Midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, either you're Tamei or you're not. There's no such thing as hands becoming Tamei, but Midrabanan, his hands became Tamei. Matbilan, he should be Tovel his hands, and that's going to be Matar the Yadayim. He's not going to have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Vein Sarach L'Kadesh, because Kiddush doesn't become Pasul just because his hands became Tamei. Yatsu Harein B'Kedushasan. If he leaves the Azara, he also, his hands remain Kadosh. Yatsu Yadav Lo Kami Bayulan. So one second. So you see from there, it's a Raya that Yitzia does not passel, that he can leave the Azara. It says, it doesn't mean that he left. It means his hands left. If his hands left the Azara, it's not going to be a problem. If he left the Azara, it will be a problem. Yatsu Yadav Lo Kami Bayulan. There was never a Shaila whether he needs to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim if his hands left the Azara. That wasn't the Shaila. Ki Kami Bayulan Yatsu Chal Gufo. Our whole Shaila was if his entire body left the Azara. So that's not a Raya. So says Gemara Tashma, will bring a second Raya. There is a Braisa. Shelo Rachutz Yadayim Raglayim. Let's say you have a Kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet, and now he wants to do the Avoda. Mekadish b'klisharis b'tfinim. He has to be Mekadish Yadav Raglav in the Azara, not only from the Kir, with any klisharis is kosher to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim with. Kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz, or b'klichol b'tfinim, but if he did the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim either with the klisharis outside of the Azara, or with the klichol inside the Azara, o shetavol b'mei ma'ara, or he dipped in mei ma'ara, which is kosher for tevila, va'avara, then he did the Avoda, Avodasu psula. His avoda is going to be possible because he's doing the avoda without a proper kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So it says more time with the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz, hakiddush b'fnim v'yotza avodasu k'sheira. What an interesting chiddush that price is teaching me, that if he uses klisharis to do his kiddush adayim v'raglayim outside of the Azara, now he's not going to be able to come in and do the Avoda. But wait, shouldn't Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim automatically be no good outside of the Azara because you are outside of the Azara? And once you've done Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, being outside of the Azara ruins that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? No, you see, being outside of the Azara doesn't ruin it. It's only because you used klishares bachutz. But had he done Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyor, bifnim, and then walked out and came back in, sounds like it would have been good enough. So says Gemara, not a good diuk. Dilma, kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz, hechidami. What does it mean he was kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz? Gon da'apik yodav levar v'kiddush. He stayed in the Azara the whole time. He just stuck his hands outside of the Azara and had a kiddush adayim raglayim done on his hands outside of the Azara. Aval yatsa kol gufo, but if his entire body left, then tibayilach. That's our suffix. That we never were poshet. That's actually a shayla. Somalay Rav Zud Rav Papa Tashma, a third raya. Let's say you have the Kohen goes outside of the Azara. Now we're saying he is going outside, not his hands, he is going outside of the Azara. Im lishos, if he's going to hang out there for some time, so ta'on tevila. When he comes back into the Azara, he's going to need a new tevila. Why? Presumably because there was a hashadas. When he comes back into the Azara, he's going to need a new tevila. Im lefisha, but if he goes only for a short amount of time, ta'on kiddush yadayim raglayim. He's not going to need a new tevila. All he's going to need is kiddush yadayim raglayim. So apparently, even just leaving for a moment is mechayev of kiddush yadayim raglayim. So that's a raya. So says Rav Papa, not a raya. Amalei hacham eskin gon shiyatza lahasech raglav lahatil mayim. Why did he go out for just a moment? He went out because he had to go to the bathroom. So habehedya katanila kalamesach raglav ton tevila v'kalamatil mayim ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. So says Gemara, but wait, no, that can't be the chiddush because that we have beferish that any time someone goes to the bathroom, he's going to require kiddush yadayim raglayim. So Tani Vader Mefarish, Shein Achnami, it says beferish, but that's what it's talking about. So we still don't have an answer of what the halacha is when a person stam goes out, not to go to the bathroom, just stam leaves. Tashma, fourth raya. Para, the Gemara has, the Kohen is Makadesh before the Avoda of the Para Aduma, where everything has to be done on Harazesim. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Amar Makadesh B'Kli Sharis B'Fnim. So he does a Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim in Kli Sharis in the Azara, V'Yotzei, and then he goes to Harazesim. Rav Yochan Amar, Afilu B'Chutz, he could be Makadesh Yodav Raglav even B'Chutz. V'Afilu B'Kli Chol, even with a Kli that's not a Kli Sharis. V'Afilu B'Makadesh Al Cheres, even with a very lowly Kli, a Kli Cheres, which couldn't even be a Kli Sharis. So you see that Yitzia doesn't pass the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Even if you hold it's done bifnim, he goes outside to do the whole avoda of the paraduma. Amra papa shiny para hol v'kol ma'aseh v'chutz lo pasal by Yitzia. Now maybe for normal avodas that are done bifnim, Yitzia is going to pass the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But para is a very unique kind of thing. Is it a karban? Is it not a karban? It's a very fascinating type of. It's a total yotzei dofen. It's a completely yotzei min haklal. All of the avodas of the para are done outside. So maybe the leaving is not going to ruin the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim dafka by the parah. Iyachi lamali de Makadesh. Well, then why does, according to Rechiv or Yosef, does he have to be Makadesh b'fnim and then leave? Why not just be Makadesh b'chutz to begin with? So the Gemara answers, the reason Makadesh b'fnim by the parah Duma is ke'en avodah p'nim. It's like Kiddush for avodah p'nim. Because, as we said, parah is sort of like an avodah. There is an interesting discussion, this idea of requiring tevila anytime a person is mesach raglav, whether that's perhaps the reason why people go to the mikveh, not just Takanas Ezra, why some people go to the mikveh before davening, because typically they're Mesach Raglav. Someone suggests that to Menashe Klein in Tshuva, he says, no, that's ridiculous. I've never heard of a person, he says, who when he goes to the bathroom in the middle of davening, will then again go to the mikveh. He says, no, this is a totally separate issue. It's a Takanas Ezra issue, not based on this Gemara.